In the sacred scriptures, in the Holy Bible, we hear that God gives us a law to follow, that he gives us commandments that we want to strive to embrace and make part of our lives. And when we think of obedience to the law of God, we think of the Ten Commandments. But in the Bible, the most frequent command that God gives to his people, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, is "do not be afraid," or some variation of those words, "have no fear, fear not." And it's part of God's law. And what we want to do is to see that obedience to God that is required of us is including that commandment, "do not be afraid." Our lives are full of things that can make us fearful. It seems that the more we spend time on this earth, the more we encounter things that can frighten us. Things such as changes or transitions, sufferings, physical sufferings or emotional, or we could become frightened at the weakness and negligence of others who let us down, or even the malice of others who actually try to hurt us. And the other thing that can make us fearful is when we look at the difficult circumstances that are in other people's lives, and we can start to be frightened, "boy, that could happen to me." And what happens to us is we dwell upon all of these fears. We start to list them in our minds again and again, and we try to convince ourselves that we should be frightened, that it's right for us to be fearful. But think about this. God knows everything. He knows everything infinitely better than you do. He knows everything up one side and down the other, inside and out. And he tells you, he commands us, "do not be afraid." This is part of God's law. And what we should do is when we face things that cause us to be fearful, we should respond with obedience to the law of the Lord. Do not be afraid. Think of some situation in your life that you have that gives you fear. And as you think about the situation and don't even feel comfortable thinking of it, live your faith in Christ. Jesus said many times, "do not be afraid." And we have to really live as disciples of Christ. So when you think of some difficult situation that you're facing and frightening situation, you should say to yourself, "well, I'm a Christian and I have to obey God. And I'm going to obey God right now. And he tells me, do not be afraid. Because everything that I shall experience that causes me fear really has been dealt with already by the Lord Jesus. He's faced it all in his suffering, his death, the glory of his resurrection. He's conquered it all. And so the things that make us frightened are defeated by Jesus already. And that's why the drama of what makes them fearful is so explicit, because interiorly it's empty of power. It's been defeated by Christ. I have experienced many times in my life as a priest also things that seem to have been meant to frighten me. I've been threatened and by people telling me not to preach the gospel and the Catholic faith or to celebrate the liturgy of the church. What I tried to do is I tried to remember this commandment of God, "do not be afraid." And then we see so much suffering that can come into our lives and the lives of others, our friends and people we know in our life. We have to obey God in these situations. Now, how is it possible for us to not be afraid in the face of 1,000 fears that we could have? Well, all of these fears that we can have, remember, are defeated by the Lord Jesus. So, how do we overcome our fears? It's not simply by some psychological mechanism, but above all, a spiritual one. We should enter more deeply into the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should read the sacred scriptures, especially the Psalms, which are so inspiring in the face of all kinds of challenges. We should renew our commitment to live our baptismal promises. We should turn away from sin. We should go to Mass. We should repent of our sins and pray more, not less. See, what happens to us when things frighten us, the first thing we forget is that God is our Father. It's like we forget those first two words of that great prayer that the Lord Jesus gave us. We can't do that. We have to remember that God is our Father, He cares for us, and He loves us. And so, brothers and sisters, when we have all kinds of fears that come our way, let us respond to these fears by obedience to God, to God's law, who said, "Do not be afraid." May we open our hearts to the Spirit of Christ, who is victorious over all manner of evil. In this way, we have our strength and our peace. May we fight our fears with trust in Jesus Christ the Lord, who loves us and who is with us. God bless you.